Monday, when I returned to my office, there were emails, and sure enough, one of them saying, gee, we'd like to have more paperwork on that project that you just did. As I read that and thought of the week and the people I had to confront and all the difficulties that go along with administration, I thought to myself, who needs it? Time to retire. Well, I think many of us feel the same way. But before we retire, it might be well worth our while to ponder this wonderful article by Ann M. Garrido, G-A-R-R-I-D-O. It's entitled, More Than a Desk Job, The Spirituality of Administration. It is in the magazine America, July 6th to the 13th. I will take some excerpts from this with commentary, and I invite you to buy the magazine and read the entire article and pass it around to those who are also in administration. The article begins, St. Paul's first letter to the Christians of Corinth describes the various gifts God has given members of the church to serve the reign of God in the world. Paul lists the gifts of prophecy, teaching, healing, working of mighty deeds, speaking in tongues, apostleship, and assistance. The gift of administration, or assistance, hidden toward the end of the litany, is a curious inclusion. Even many of those who serve as administrators in institutions, ecclesial and otherwise, find it so. As one who has worked as an administrator in Catholic higher education for almost a decade, I am conscious of the ways that my colleagues and I in the larger sphere of ministry frequently devalue, even disdain administrative tasks. Quote, administrations, we gripe. Another report, another spreadsheet. Administration is perceived as draining our best energies and taking away from the very teaching, healing, and assisting that we entered ministry to do. I don't know why we had to study so much Greek in seminary, a pastor recently told me, when what I really needed was legalese and a specific specialization in furnace maintenance. Garrido goes on to end that section by saying, what can administration call us to if we allow it? What is the, quote, more, unquote, that it can make of us? Consider the following four possibilities. And those possibilities are a call to greater vision, a call to love blindly, a call to courage, and a call to embrace death. In regard to a call to greater vision, she writes, some jobs invite us to do one thing and to do it well. We are only responsible for our own piece of the puzzle and need not worry about the rest. That is usually the administrator's job. Administrators must develop a vision of the whole, an understanding of how all the parts fit together and work together. This is an intellectual exercise that stretches the brain, but it can also be a spiritual exercise that stretches the heart, developing one's capacity for a different kind of love. Administration cultivates a desire for the common good, for the flourishing of all. It does not pit one department against another. It does not thrive on increasing competition, but in enabling collaboration, on seeing the body function as a body. Administrators are called to strive for the big picture and to help others to strive for this as well. To the degree that they are able to hold on and carry this big picture, administrators image something of God who holds on and carries the bigger picture for all. They share in something of God's grand vision. They experience something of how God sees and loves. And I might add to this, I worked with some very good colleagues over the year, all who had written lots of books. And yet, when we work together, we criticized each other's works when we especially were working together on a project. But we never fought. And we competed, but it was never a competitive spirit to the point of one getting ahead of the other. It was always competition aimed at the task to be accomplished. And I think this is something that's very, very important. I think the driving force that I experienced with those colleagues was the fact that we were working for the bigger picture. And we saw it that way. And so we were beyond our little trifles that you sometimes can get into when you are considered to be a professional and you're supposed to know everything about that area, and then you're giving talks and you're writing books, and so you sort of go off on your own. We never did that. And I must say, we produced a lot. We moved mountains. Second, a call to love blindly. One of the greatest poverties of administration can be knowing people only through a computer screen. If looked at from another angle, however, we could say administration cultivates the gospel of the virtue of agape, a sort of disinterested love not based on personal affection. Instead of being uninterested, it is disinterested in the sense that one's own self-interest and emotional gratification are not provided by the other. In the 12th century, the Jewish philosopher Maimonides noted that one of the highest levels of generosity is attained when one gives to those who do not even know the giver. Administration encourages the practice of giving of oneself freely and abundantly without always knowing what good is being done. And I can add to this, we have a website, and we send things out over it. We know from the counter that it goes to many different countries, but we don't know the people. And we work in the dark. We really do. And I think the thing that really keeps us going is the fact that we take pride in what we're doing. And I think when you take pride in what you're doing, you can be confident, even though you don't know the people that are receiving your work, that your work is benefiting others. Third, a call to courage. Administration is often a very humbling task. The work asks us to tackle issues that we do not quite know how to handle, issues that take us far beyond our comfort zones. It is good to admit these things honestly rather than pretend we always know what we to do. At the same time, the virtue of humility must find its complement in the virtue of courage or fortitude. No, we do not know everything we wish we knew. No, we are not perfect. No, we do not feel worthy to make recommendations that could affect other lives. But with due humility, we also have to act. We have to ask difficult questions. We have to make decisions. We have to offer challenging feedback. Sometimes we even have to write negative evaluations and let the one we have evaluated know this face to face. We struggle to cultivate a, quote, response-ability, end of quote, to match our responsibility. And I might add this, that it does take courage sometimes to face the facts. Interestingly, in the virtue of prudence, we have a quality of it, meaning clear-sightedness. And this is what clear-sightedness is all about. Not to fall away, not to hesitate in the face of having to tell the truth. Finally, a call to embrace death. To say that administration invites us to embrace death can sound a bit melodramatic. Opportunities for physical martyrdom in the line of duty are very rare. Yet as one of my former bosses commented, in administration, you die 1,000 deaths for the good of the whole. Administrators experience a death of the ego, for example, when they come to a new awareness of their own shortcomings and limitations. They are called to die to control, with the realization that the institution they serve has a life of its own, in which administrators can participate, but can never completely manage. There is the death of productivity, when they must give up something else that they had hoped to accomplish to deal with any one of 100 mundane crises. much of the ministry of administration is in interruption. And finally, administration as a call from God and the church has the potential to make more out of us. It makes us more whole, more humble, more courageous. It expands our vision and our capacity to love. It marks on us the pattern of Christ, moving through death to new hope. If we believe in the future of the church and society, the work we undertake is absolutely essential. It is essential for the institutions in which we serve. It is essential for the people of God as a whole. It may even be essential for us in the working out of our salvation. Administration can be a great spiritual adventure. I hope this article is inspiring to those who go through the humdrum daily existence of administering a program or institution and feel sometimes, is it worth it? Well, it is, if we put it in the right perspective and dab it with spirituality. Clothed in spirituality, it takes on a whole new meaning, and from that new meaning comes new life. Amen.